Welcome to IQVIA's AI for R&D Leadership podcast series. This episode focuses on patient centricity in design and how engaging patients in protocol design can improve clinical outcomes. Ivan Petrov, Associate Design Analytics Director, is our featured speaker. Ivan has been with IQVIA since 2015 and is part of the design analytics team, where he helps clients optimize their study design with a focus on the patient perspective. Welcome, Ivan. I understand that in the past, clinical studies were not usually designed from a patient-centric mindset. Can you define for us in general terms what patient centricity in design is and what a patient-centric study looks like?
Hi, Susan. Thanks for having me on this podcast. Let me tell you that in the past, indeed, studies did not consider patient perspective when they were designed. It was something that has not been readily included within them. There have been some changes, though. There has been a marked increase in patient engagement in general and included in study design. So there are different reasons behind that. Some of them are connected to the ever-increasing complexity of products and drugs that are going to be that are currently being developed. So they will require specific endpoints or specific measurements. There has been a societal shift towards more diversity and more inclusive clinical studies in general. There have been some dramatic changes in technology, which can help us create more efficient and more transparent clinical studies. And last but not least, there have been some changes coming from regulatory authorities. So there was a guidance relatively recently updated by the FDA, which focused primarily on that, patient-focused drug development. You can imagine that all of these factors have contributed to an ever-increasing importance of the patient perspective in clinical studies in general, and now that translates also in study design.
That's great. Have these changes in guidance and operations influenced study performance? Like, what are the practical effects of engaging patients in your study design?
That's an excellent question. Yes, they have. So in terms of what we have seen in IQVIA, and we have quite a large database that we are leveraging, and we have made such assessments to see whether the patient burden of a specific study or a set of studies, how they are basically influencing study operations. And based on our assessments, we have seen that a higher patient burden is correlated with certain operational inefficiencies. It could be a higher number of amendments. We saw it correlated with higher number of amendments. We saw it that higher patient burden also correlated with longer study startup time. We also saw a higher screen failure rate. So these are all elements which are influenced by elevated patient burden. At the same time, making a study patient-centric is more about having empathy in the core of your study design, understanding what are the patient perspectives. How can we incorporate the different elements that patients might find important to them? Ultimately, it's an exercise where we have the study design fit the patient rather than expecting the patient to contort to a specific study design.
So you focus more on how they think and feel?
Yes.
That's great. Having a patient-informed design sounds like a daunting task. Are there ways to implement the patient perspective without delaying study times?
Yes, there is. So including the patient perspective and having a patient-centric study does not necessarily need to be complicated. At IQVIA, we have this solution that is called patient centricity in design. And I think the key word for this solution is flexibility. We are aiming to have a perspective which includes the patient preferences, which includes key opinion leaders and their opinions, which includes also different patient organizations or patient advocacy groups, as well as outside resources in terms of patient voice, such as the FDA Voice of Patient Resources. So all of this data is combined with real-world evidence in order to provide insights which are not only flexible in terms of depth and the questions that are being answered, but also in terms of the speed at which we can provide them. So I think that one of the very important elements is that for some therapeutic areas, and it really depends on the questions asked, but we can deliver very meaningful information and insights within 2 weeks even. And that helps our sponsors, our clients, in not significantly changing their delivery and design development timelines. You can imagine that if it takes only 2 weeks, then it can easily fit within their processes.
That's great. And why do you think companies should take this focus on the patients seriously and create study designs that are more patient-centric? Meaning, like, what are the mm-hmm. direct benefits that you've seen?
As mentioned previously, regulators are pushing for more patient-centric solutions in general. And we found some operational motivators in terms of why companies should be focused on the patient. And we have this broad study, which we completed, 100 protocols. And we saw that higher patient burden is correlated with longer startup times, higher screen failure rates, as well as more protocol amendments. Now, there are also scientific publications we have also evaluated where recent articles have mentioned that other factors are also linked to involving patients in study design. So if you involve patients in study design, this can lead to shorter cycle times for your studies. It can lead to lower budgets. It can lead to protocol amendments. So this coincides with what we have found as well. And it also can lead to less protocol deviations. In terms of the overall picture is when we have such a patient-centric approach, not only do the patients benefit, but also there are clear operational efficiencies that can be realized.
Great, great. Do you have a percentage of how much budget has been lowered?
I believe that there have been cases where budgets for such patient-centric studies have come up at least 20% or if not even more below planned, which is a substantial change.
So how can patient centricity be incorporated in study design? Maybe give us some ways sponsors can incorporate patient factors in trial design that could make a positive impact.
There are a lot of ways to incorporate it. Give some examples. I think examples are the easiest way to understand a concept. If you have a pharmacokinetic sample, let's say, and this pharmacokinetic sample needs to be conducted 2 or 3 or more hours after your study drug is being administered. So you have this relatively burdensome duration of the visit, which is in addition that you need to have your patients wait. How we can minimize that? And obviously, if that is a pharmacokinetic measurement, which is crucial for our trial success, it's not something that we can remove or change. The other approach and the other way of thinking is, how can I make this easier for patients? One way is simply providing a rest zone or some ways for the patients to more comfortably wait for these 2 to 3 hours. Another point is if you have a burdensome procedure which requires some patient input or something that patients need to do, they need to be very, very clear on what they are supposed to do in preparation so that they do not need to conduct the burdensome procedure twice. So having clear communication with patients, having clear explanations and training videos even on the topic can help quite a lot. Another point is in regards to giving patients options. Now, I spoke about technology and the way that it has transformed clinical study development. It has also transformed the decentralized perspective. So what I wanted to say is that patients really like to have options. For some patients, a remote visit can be a convenience, or a home health visit can be a convenience, whereas for others, a home health visit may be something that intrudes on their privacy. So I think that it's very important to provide patients with options when you are designing your clinical trial. And in general, other points are related towards trial site's choice and to make sure that both location and the way that the visits are scheduled are convenient for patients themselves.
Yeah, those seem like good methods. When can patient-centric design analytics be applied?
They can be applied theoretically at any time during the development process of a study. What we encourage is having an earlier application, however. This can be especially helpful once you can change design and pivot if necessary without it being a significant resource and time expenditure. Once some elements are decided on and other elements are, I would say, baked into the design, it might be difficult to make changes. But if you have the engagement early on, you can ensure that you have these changes applied before the application is more difficult. Now, one point that I wish to raise is that patient centricity, in general, the idea behind it is to address all of these issues that have plagued the industry, unfortunately. Poor recruitment and retention are some topics that have been fairly common. And also the fact that these elements can lead to lower quality data because we do not have full data from the patients. So all of this, the entire idea and process behind having a patient-centric design is to incorporate the patient experience, patient preferences, to make sure that we have flexibility in our engagement with patients, to make sure that we have a study which is fitting the patient needs, to make sure that we are leading with empathy and creating an environment in which the patient can feel empowered in order to participate actively in the treatment process. And all of this can lead to not only more efficient study execution, but also to more efficient study drug development and ultimately provision of this drug at a faster rate to more patients in the real world.
This has been so informative, Ivan. Do you have anything else to add or reiterate about IQVIA patient centricity and design?
My only takeaway would be to consider the patient perspective, because it not only helps patients, but also has tangible impact on operations.
Thank you so much for your time today, Ivan. I really appreciated your information.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for our leadership podcast around IQVIA's artificial intelligence and advanced analytics for research and development. We look forward to sharing even more insights on how data science is being applied to augment and accelerate the R&D process in future episodes.